From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, welcome to this midday edition of the Eye on the Sky forecast. Stagnant conditions today, including pockets of freezing drizzle, will segue into another round of wintry mix for some areas tonight, and then into a round of windy and wildly fluctuating weather tomorrow. Starting tomorrow, the wind will become westerly and then northwesterly. Arctic air will roar back in on these winds, making it very cold as well as windy tomorrow night and on Saturday. In the more immediate future, more travel difficulties are possible tonight. The areas most likely to be spared are those in southwestern sections from the Hudson Valley into southwestern Vermont and the Berkshires. Due again to the risk of freezing rain, winter weather advisories will again go into effect late today and tonight. The footprint of these advisories currently encompasses areas east of the Green Mountains and the St. Lawrence Valley. The colder air is usually harder to dislodge east of the Greens. In the St. Lawrence Valley, northeasterly winds are resupplying cold air near the surface as the cold air circulating around high pressure centered over northern Quebec funnels in. Over the Great Lakes, strengthening low pressure will lift northeastward today. Ahead of this system's cold front, strong southerly flow will develop aloft over us. In areas west of the Green Mountains, this warming aloft will probably work down to the surface soon enough so that rain that falls there tonight will remain all liquid and not turn into freezing rain. So far today, however, the low-level northerly flow that affects the St. Lawrence Valley has gone along the Richelieu Valley and into the Champlain Valley. This will likely keep temperatures in the Champlain Valley at or below freezing today. As the strong surface low lifts out of the Great Lakes and into Ontario tonight, its counterclockwise circulation should eventually overcome the low-level cold air. It's likely to do so at some point in between midnight and sunrise in places where that cold air remains. This process might be complicated in areas east of the Greens by a weak area of low pressure spinning just off the New England coast. Its counterclockwise circulation might briefly serve to lock the colder air in longer. But once the strong surface low reaches western Quebec coming out of the Great Lakes, probably happening around sunrise tomorrow, westerly winds will start working in and they will send all areas above freezing and some briefly into the 40s tomorrow before the cold west winds cause temperatures to fall and possibly even bringing some snow showers into the northern mountains tomorrow afternoon. By Saturday, highs will be all the way back down into the teens and 20s with winds gusting to 45 miles an hour. In the forecast summary, winter weather advisory late today and tonight east of the Green Mountains and in the St. Lawrence Valley. This afternoon, cloudy with areas of fog, a few pockets of freezing drizzle possible northeast and in the Champlain and St. Lawrence Valleys, highs in the mid-30s east of the Greens, around 30 in the Champlain and St. Lawrence Valleys, and upper 30s to mid-40s elsewhere in the west, winds from the east to northeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour. For tonight, freezing rain likely east of the Greens and in the Champlain and St. Lawrence Valleys, mixing with or changing to rain after midnight, rain likely elsewhere west of the Greens, lows in the 30s, rising into the lower 40s in southwestern areas, light winds becoming south to southeast 10 to 15 miles an hour, gusting to 40 late from the Green Mountains westward, except 5 to 10 miles an hour at lower elevations from the Connecticut Valley eastward. For Friday, rain showers tapering off by sunrise in New York and by mid-morning in New Hampshire, some clearing north with a few rain or wet snow showers over higher elevations north and becoming partly to mostly sunny in the south. Highs in the 40s north near 50 south falling in the afternoon. Southwest winds 10 to 20 miles an hour gusting to 30, becoming west and gusting to 40. Tomorrow night, variable clouds north and in the southern mountains with scattered snow showers mainly over high terrain. Partly cloudy in southern valleys, windy and much colder, lows in the single digits to lower teens north and teens in the south. Partly sunny on Saturday, blustery and very cold, highs in the teens to near 20 north and in the mid to upper 20s in the south. I'm meteorologist Lawrence Hayes with an eye on the sky.